This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. How could the current federal government shutdown affect your pocketbook? This morning, we're asking John Horn, professor of practice and economics at Olin Business School at Washington University in St. Louis. John, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
Let's start out with some historical perspective. We've had shutdowns in the past, and we've had long ones in the past. What have we seen as far as what the impact is on our economy?
So in past shutdowns, part of the way they played out was that workers were furloughed, but when they were reinstated, when the shutdown ended, they came back to their jobs and they got their back pay. And so short term, there were disruptions, but long term, it really didn't have that much of an effect on income or spending. The difference this time is that there is the threat from the administration that the workers will be laid off permanently and there will be no back pay, even for those that do come back, or that could be a threat that they bring into play. So I think part of the difference is the uncertainty of whether we're going to go back and sort of catch up to where we were, or whether it's going to be a long and permanent, sort of a it's gone forever kind of effect.
From the investor perspective, how have markets reacted? It seems like it's been pretty calm.
It has been pretty calm. I think that is one of the, I don't say confusing parts about the last 8 or 9 months, is that there's been a lot of predictions in general about challenges to the economy, slowdowns, recessions, et cetera. And I don't want to say we've been surprised that there hasn't been a recession yet, but I think that there are constantly different type of tea leaves pointing that direction, and yet it hasn't come. And I think the market is sort of just waiting and seeing, playing along and saying, okay, well, it hasn't happened yet, so it might not happen. I think if this lasts longer than a month, you might start to see some reaction from the markets, but you know, if they think it's only going to last a week or two, I know that sounds bad, but you know, the last shutdown was over a month, and I think there's a little bit of a wait and see if there's going to be an effect.
Beyond the U.S. markets, could this have any impact on global markets in the short and long term?
Probably not a lot. Again, I think it's going to depend on what that does to the U.S. economy. I mean, the bigger effect of the global economy are the tariffs and the disruption to trade from those. So I think if there is a new round of tariff announcements that are made to sort of distract from what's going on with the shutdown, I think that could have an effect. But I don't really see a lot of impact from the shutdown itself to the rest of the world.
So I guess if things do stay fairly calm in the markets, people should not have, for example, huge concerns about retirement accounts or things like that.
Not yet. I think there are bigger things which could be coming along. I think if the shutdown occurs and it is longer than a month, I think that's when the market could start to get a little wobbly. I think if the shutdown ends in, you know, 3-4 weeks, even though that's long, I don't think there's necessarily going to be a negative reaction on the side of the markets. But, you know, it's like I said, we've been, as economists, sort of predicting that something bad is going to happen for the last, you know, 8 or 9 months, and it really hasn't yet. So it's hard to say that it will or won't.
You mentioned the federal jobs impact. You know, the White House is already saying that it's also going to cut, for example, some funding that it's sending to cities and other projects. How could that impact local economies?
Well, that's actually going to be one of the more interesting things for our area, because, you know, on the Missouri side, we have Republican Governor Kehoe. On the Illinois side, there's the Democratic Governor Pritzker. And so far, what it appears is that the administration is focusing on cutting spending in states that voted for Kamala Harris and not in states that voted for Trump. And so we could see in our area different impacts on either side of the Mississippi in terms of where the spending gets cut and where the federal spending doesn't get cut.
So when we look at the overall U.S. economy, and you mentioned, you know, the federal jobs impact, like we've said, explain how all of that kind of would trickle down to the average American and what we might experience.
Yeah, so the short term, probably not a lot. The estimates are maybe 20, you know, about a quarter of employees are going to be furloughed or you know, laid off temporarily. So about three quarters of employees will still be doing their jobs, will still be providing services. I think where the challenge will be is that if it gets extended, does that number increase? And do we start to see, say, a reduction, not complete elimination of food safety inspection, but does it go down in terms of the number of times a particular plant gets inspected? Or is it a slowdown if you need to sign up for food stamps, the SNAP program? Does it delay the amount of time it takes you to sign up? So I don't think it's going to necessarily be all of government shuts down. There will be nothing happening. But over time, the types of services you get and the efficiency and ease at which you can access those services will probably slow down. And I think that's where the average American will start to really feel the impact of the shutdown.
Over time, will it impact those vendors that work with federal agencies?
Yeah, we don't count those contractors as those people who are furloughed. Those are just the employees of the federal government itself. But, you know, over the last several decades, the government has shifted more towards outsourcing a lot of services to contractors. And so there's a lot less certainty that those workers will get paid for back pay. And there's a lot, I think in past downturns, we've seen that contractors are much more likely to lay off workers just because there is no guarantee they will get back pay or funded retroactively from the government. So that is a, you know, I looked at the numbers in Illinois and Missouri, about 1.5 to 2% of all workers work for the federal government. But, you know, that's another, you know, 2%, probably maybe a little more. It depends on the, you know, the types of contracting that's done. But it's not insignificant. It's not 30% of all workers in the area, but it's not like 10 people that are going to be impacted by this.
John, always good to have you on KMOX. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.